Thank you, preacher. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter number 10. Your Bible's there. I ain't going to take time for you to find it. I'm just going to start reading. Amen. Luke chapter 10 and verse number 30. The Bible said, "And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." I'm interested in verse 33. "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.'" Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. I ain't going to take a lot of time with introduction, but here in Luke chapter 10, you understand Jesus giving the parable of the Good Samaritan. We understand this man had been abused, abandoned, and he had been attacked by these thieves. He had been left. He was broken, battered, and bruised. Religion walked by. That priest walked by and could not help him. The Levite walked by, picturing the law, and could not help him. But the Bible says a certain Samaritan. I guarantee if you used to interview that boy after he got well, you'd say, "Sir, do you have anything to say about that Samaritan?" And I believe he'd say one thing: "I'm glad he passed by." I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad on April the 9th, 1997, he come by my way. I'm glad he passed by. We notice, number one, his distinctiveness. The Bible said, "But a certain Samaritan." I notice, number one, an interruption in the text. You see, at one point, this story's going bad. The religion's walking by him. The law is walking by him. He is beaten, bruised, and battered, attacked, abandoned, and abused. Oh, in your life, let God come by your way. Great is the mercy. Great is the love. Great are my many sins. But for the blood, for the wage of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We were once aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who are sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood. There's an interruption, but then there's an individual. Notice the text said, a certain Samaritan. That word "certain" means a specific one. He wasn't just anybody. Let me say this, I'm glad there ain't nobody like Jesus tonight. He's better than the best. He's higher than the highest. He's greater than the greatest. There's a divine interruption. There is a individual, and then there's his identity. The Bible said he was a Samaritan. You know, there in John chapter 4, that woman at the well looked at Jesus and said, "The Jews and the Samaritans, they don't have any dealings." In other words, she was saying, "We're from two different worlds." And you know what? That's exactly right. I was down in the low parts of sin. I was two different worlds from Jesus. As he journeyed, came where he was. This tells me that he was determined. Let me say this. There's never been any disagreement in the Godhead. Can I get amen out of that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This phrase also tells me that he was diligent. Many writers believe that's what the job of this Samaritan. He was walking up and down that road looking for hurting people. And Paul put it like this. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." I got good news for you. If you're lost without God, he will save sinners. His determination, he's diligent, but then this phrase also tells me his discovery. Came where he was. I'm glad he found me, praise God. Just trying to brag on Jesus a moment. His distinctiveness, his direction. Then notice his display. Notice the text said he had compassion on him. This compassion, I'm going to run through this. It is comforting. Everybody else walked by, but he stopped. His consideration. Everyone else saw a wounded traveler, a wretched transgressor, and a waste of time. But when this Samaritan walked by, he saw the product of sin. He saw the pain and suffering, and he saw a person he could save. Aren't you glad when everybody else saw a waste of time? Aren't you glad he saw somebody he can make a difference in your life? Hallelujah. Then notice his compassion. He had compassion on him. It was directed, deliberate driving, and it was divine. And I notice his demonstration. Look at verse 34. Notice the Bible said, and he went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. I noticed three things. And notice, and set him on his own beast and took him in the inn and took care of him. I noticed three things right here in this demonstration of his love. Number one, there's medication. Bible said he poured in that oil and wine. We know that oil pictures the Holy Spirit of God. And aren't you glad the Holy Spirit of God can fill up those wounds where the devil attacked you and use you to be a blessing to somebody else? I'm glad for the filling of the Holy Spirit. But then that wine, we've heard Brother Joe preach it. It pictures joy. But it also, on that night when Jesus took that cup at the Last Supper, he held up that fruit of the vine and said, "This is my blood." I believe that pictures the blood as well. And aren't you glad the blood reaches deeper than sin has ever gone? I thank God for the blood of Jesus. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanseth us from all sin. There's medication, but now like this, there's transportation. The Bible said he set him on his own beast. Now I find this interesting. Notice the Bible said he set him on his own beast. He didn't get up there on his own. There was a divine lifting involved. In other words, he went down where he was and he picked him up and he set him on it. Aren't you glad when nothing else could help? Love lifted me. Hallelujah. I'm glad there's medication, there's transportation, but then he took him to an inn. There's accommodations. Aren't you glad he didn't leave you where he found you? But he brought you to the inn, which is a type of the church. It's where the family is gathered. It's where the food is good. It's where the Father is gracious. It's where the fellowship is grand. I'm glad to be a part of the church of the living God tonight. His demonstration, medication, transportation, accommodations. Lastly, don't tell my church I can preach in 10 minutes. His distinctiveness, his direction, his display, his demonstration. I like this, his declaration. He looked at, he said, take care of him. Whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. And so the outline out, there's responsibility, take care of him. But I like this, he said, and when I come again, there's a return. Can you imagine? We've heard Brother Joe preach this, but that boy wakes up. 2 or 3 days later, that Samaritan's gone, and he says, "Man, what happened?" And that innkeeper, which I believe pictures the pastor, taking care of them wounded people, amen, that'll preach, said, "Sir, what happened to me?" And he begins to tell him how bad he was. Ain't that what we do, preachers? We tell him how low they was in sin. But then we tell him about that one who came by. I believe that man said, "Boy, I wish I could thank him." He said, "You're in luck," because he said he was coming again. And in case you haven't heard it today, Jesus is coming again. I'm glad God's not nervous. God's not popping Maalox, but I'm glad everything's setting up. And one day, baby, the skies are going to split. We're going to hear, "Come up hither." We're headed out of here, praise God. And then there's a responsibility, a return, then there's a reward. He said, "I will repay thee." Let me say this. I'm glad that's a promise to that innkeeper and that inn. He said, you taking care of sinners, it ain't going to cost you nothing. I'll pay for it. And I'm glad God will take care of us. I don't know about you, but I'm glad tonight to know at Jubilee that one day he passed by. He did not leave me, but he loved me, and he lifted me, and he relocated me to a better place. I'm glad tonight he passed by. Thank you, preacher.